Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
It is the Monday edition of the Business News Hour, and with us, as she is each and every Monday, almost by hook and by crook today, because I sat for most of the day waiting to be called as a juror, for crying out loud.
That's right. We almost had to get creative.
I know, yeah. but in the end of the day, they said, go away. So
they didn't like you.
They didn't like me, yeah. So they called 200 jurors this morning, and 15 were not called. So I was one of the 15 that were not called.
Well,
I'm trying to figure out exactly why.
Did they ask you questions?
No, nobody. No, they just looked at me.
No, they just looked at you with, not that one.
We don't want a journalist that's also a politician in here. No, this is not going to work. Yeah. So, all right.
Well, that's funny.
Laura talks about networking and business education, things going on in the greater Des Moines metro. What you got on tap there, Laura?
So let's just start out with Tuesday, December 17th. All right. So we'll just start out tomorrow, because at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., so all day long. So if you want to get in on this, you better register now. And you better be willing to spend all day. But we've talked about it for a little while. Des Moines Social Media Workshop is with Chris Snyder at Drake. It's Get Ready for 2020, so this is a really great way for you to get some good intel on what's happening with social media and digital marketing, so you can spend your holidays like thinking through your plan. So that will be a really great. I know that he's has great tips on, you know, video, live stream, TikTok, you know, all the latest changes to Facebook, ways to, you know, alternatives to Facebook. I mean, right. he really covers it. So I would recommend, if that's on your mind, that's a great one.
So if you're in the world of business and you say, you know, so let's flesh this out for some people.
Yeah.
If you own a business, you manage a business, and you want to get into social media, but you don't know where you should be at, first thing you need to do is figure out where your customers are at.
Right.
So if it happens to be Facebook or TikTok or whatever, YouTube, whatever it happens to be. And if you kind of know that, then you can take a class like this from Chris at Drake, and then find out ways in which you can best engage your
audience. Yeah, and he does some smaller, not all day ones too, that are specifically talking about, of course, video, because it's becoming so huge.
Yep.
But you know, I've been working with Res Blue, which is our virtual reality arena, and we know we have to drive traffic there because there's no foot traffic. And right away, Kennedy, our guy that's the founder, he has already started to see, where are gamers? Where are people that are interested in social media? And he already figured out, they are on, you know, Snapchat. They are on. And he's figured that out. And then figuring out what kind of content they'd be interested in, how often you should be doing it, what are some of the tactics.
Yep.
And that's kind of what Chris will help you sort through. But then you still have to look at your own business and be able to take those cues and apply them to what you're doing.
All right, Chris Snyder.
You're going to have to keep doing some research.
All day on Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen.
All day on Tuesday. Also over the noon hour tomorrow, 12 to 1, Government Contracting for Small Business. That's going to be at the Iowa Center for Economic Success. So if you have a kind of business or product or service that could qualify for some government contracts, you know, they try to specifically focus on targeted small businesses, and so that might be an opportunity for you to learn more about how
government
to do that.
Contract. Yeah,
exactly. So then also from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., the Greater Des Moines Partnership will be having an issue forum series, The Future World of Work. And, you know, we've talked a lot about the fact that the future world of work does not look anything like the today world of work. Statistically, I've heard that some 85% of jobs that people will hold in the year 2030, just 12 short years from now, we haven't even invented those jobs yet.
Right. And many of the jobs
that we have today will be gone.
Will be gone, yeah.
So they're being replaced, and you need to figure out what are those skill sets, how do you remain employed. So also then on Wednesday, we're having the nonprofit mastermind at Gravitate Co-working. So if you want to, if you are involved with a nonprofit and want to be and want to do a mastermind, which gets people together to talk about specific issues addressing nonprofits, we have that going on 9 to 10 a.m. at Gravitate.
Downtown?
That is going to be downtown. Yep. Yes, indeed. And so then I also wanted to mention that 5:30 to 8:30 at 1111 East Army Post Road, located inside Southridge, at the runway space, we will be having our final meeting for getting ready to launch the Entrepreneur Assembly Roundtable Workshop. So it's still going to be a bit of a workshop. We will talk about what the program is about, also be able to collect people's names, what their business is or what their idea, and also if you're interested in being a mentor or a facilitator for those roundtables, we're kind of collecting all the information and then over the holiday and putting it all together and sorting out our teams and assigning people so that when we start in January, we actually kind of have people set up and
already slotted.
So just to give a little recap, and if you aren't able to come on Wednesday, that's fine. You can still show up in January, or you can contact us and give us some background. But we'd love to have you out. The last two times people have come, we're a work in progress, so each time we've got something new set up in there, and this time the heat's working.
Oh, wow.
So last time the heat was not working. We're excited that the heat's working, and we'd love to have you out. And we actually have some tables set up, and we've had some small groups meeting here recently, quite a bit. So I think the space is becoming what it needs to be, and we're excited to share it.
Once again, that's Wednesday.
Wednesday night, 5:30 to 8:30. We'll probably have some kind of snacks, by the way. So then also Thursday in the morning, you can wake up bright and early, 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., Agile Iowa Lean Coffee. This will be the last one for the year at the Machine Shed Restaurant. And Agile Iowa is an organization. It's free of charge to join if you are an enthusiast of agile project management, or you just have heard this word a lot and would like to understand how it might apply in your world. Of course, it started out in the technology programming space and project management, but it's being applied to projects and the way people work across a lot of organizations. We like this idea of agile for entrepreneurship, so I'm really interested in that topic. With that entrepreneur roundtable discussions, each month people pick three major priorities that they want to accomplish, and then your group holds you accountable, and you have to tell your group what you got done and what you did not get done, and you can get help. But that's a little bit like agile, because you're going to look at things that you need to get accomplished in these sprints and get those done, and then you keep putting things on the board. Okay, so it's a very kind of similar thing. Masterminds are done a bit this way as well. So these are just really great opportunities to look at new skills on project management, too.
Once again, that is Thursday morning.
That is Thursday morning. And then also competitively Thursday morning, if you would rather, you can go to the New Manager Mastermind, which is going to be at Gateway Market and Cafe from 7:30 to 8:30. So those are just, I tell you what, people are trying to squeeze stuff in here before the end of the year, right?
Yeah.
For sure. So,
yeah, we just rolled through seven events,
right?
And it's all this week, Tuesday, starting tomorrow.
I know. Oh. Isn't that funny? And then we also have, I want to say we've got some good stuff on Friday even. Everything is a little bit, no, this is still rolling into Thursday. Holy buckets. Just keeps going. Green Drinks is also this week. That's on Thursday night from 6:30 to 8:30. And that is Design with Purpose and Training Energy Pros. Okay, so just to give you the rundown, that's always at Peace Tree downtown. And Green Drinks DSM is an organization. There's actually national chapters of it as well. And they always get together once a month. They have two speakers talking about two different green initiatives. It could be water, could be energy saving. In this case, it's Design with Purpose is one group that'll speak, and then Training Energy Pros is another. If you come early, you get free beer. If you come on time, you get $1 off your beer.
There you go.
And you get to listen to two great talks and then network after. It's a cool little place, too. So that's 6:30 to 8:30. Then that does bring us to Friday, 4 to 6, the NABO Iowa Cocktails and Conversation. This is an event that's open to round out the end of the year. Firebird's Wood Fired Grill. South 60. It's in West Des Moines.
Right.
The Firebird Wood Fired Grill and the Iowa Cocktails and Conversation with the NABO group. So that's a great group, and if you're just wanting to get information about that, it would be a good one to show up for. And then, next week, what is happening is all sorts of kind of end-of-year cocktail pop-ups. DSM Brew has a drink and draw. Mainframe Studios has their Friday event, Fire and Ice, which is cool. So you can go look at some art exhibits. All of that's next week. So there's a lot more shopping and
Socializing.
And socializing going on. I will also give a shout out. I don't know if you know Sid, and I always am going to get his. I think it's Jakarta. Oh no, I'm going to get his name wrong. Sorry, Sid. Anyway, he owns and opened the brand new Teehee's Comedy Club, which is downtown. And this is an independent comedy. We have a couple little comedy pieces, but this is for independent. They've got open mics. They've got local comedians. They've got independent folks that sharing their humor. And it's a really cool little
venue.
Just a little lounge, a little venue.
Yeah.
It's very cute. He put a lot of thought into it. And if you get a chance to come out, he does have an event, The Gift of Comedy, that will be Wednesday the 25th. So you could actually go on Christmas.
All right.
8 to 10 p.m. Teehee's Comedy Club. Yeah, you should go, Michael.
Yeah. Usually we just do Chinese in a movie.
Oh, you should go. Sid is great. The place is great.
And I could do stand-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
That's right.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen. She is with Drake University, also DMAC, and she has the runway out there at 1111
East Army Post Road, Suite 130. And just the secret is you can still get in the mall. So just enter between Marshall's and the Shoe Carnival. It's the secret passageway.
It is a secret passageway. I've learned that myself.
Anyway.
All right. Thank you, Laura.
Yeah.
All right. That about wraps it up for another Monday. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us associated with Insight on Business of the News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.